We all know time is a hot commodity in the teacherpreneur world, so I couldn't create a series about Instagram data without chatting about its time investment and its time-saving benefits. So teacher authors, go ahead and reheat that cup of coffee because I'm your host, Cassandra Foster, and we're about to get schooled in socials. Welcome back to Schooled in Socials. This month, we're diving into all things Instagram data related. And after our last episode chatting about why you should be tracking your data, I can bet you were left thinking one thing. Cassandra, I've got so much on my plate and you want me to add one more thing? I get it. Our teacherpreneur plates are usually overflowing from creating resources, email marketing, long-form content creation, social media marketing, and everything in between. Our plate might as well be a platter. But my goal is always to put the right things on your plate. I'm not about adding tasks all willy-nilly because your time is precious. And so I think it's important for us to explore the time investment of setting up and tracking your Instagram data, as well as the time-saving benefits of getting into this practice. Because I want tasks on your plate that give you the biggest bang for your buck, and I wholeheartedly believe tracking your data is one of those tasks. Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. Getting yourself set up to regularly track your Instagram data does take a little bit of time. But once you have a system and you use that system consistently, you'll find that it will take up less and less of your plate. The first time investment you have when it comes to tracking your data is setting up the actual data tracking system. I recommend creating a spreadsheet where you can track the analytics of each of your posts. Your comfort level with spreadsheets and comfort level with Instagram insights will determine how long this will take you to set up for your business. However, once it's set up, you can easily copy that spreadsheet for each month or each quarter and use it potentially forever, or at least until Instagram changes which insights we have access to. So it's hard for me to give you a specific timestamp on this step of the data tracking process, but there is one thing I do know, and it's that my new course, Post and Profit, includes a ready-made data tracking tool for you. So if you're someone who is extremely pressed for time or doesn't want to have to touch setting up a spreadsheet with a 10-foot pole, you can get this step easily completed for you. The next time investment when it comes to data tracking is finding a time to input and analyze your data. For my clients, I track data each month, but you could also decide to track your data each quarter. To give you an idea, when I sit down to track my clients' data, I input the data from each post, analyze it, and create a report with my findings where I determine what kind of content we should be posting in the next month. And that whole process takes me around an hour. Once you have your data collection tool and are feeling comfortable using it, it truly doesn't take a ton of time to input your data. The piece that might take a little more time in the beginning is analyzing that data. Looking at the performance of your posts and determining what you should be posting in the upcoming month or quarter depends on your business goals, basic social media strategies, and what your audience has shown you will work best to get the results you want. So, I would block out a larger chunk of time when you first begin this data tracking process, and then you can condense that time as you get more comfortable. Just like with all new things, Instagram data tracking will be a time investment, but that time investment will decrease over time and even help you save time with your social media marketing in the long run. As you know from our last episode, episode 57, tracking your Instagram data has a variety of benefits for your social media marketing. And not only do those benefits help you reach your goals and increase your ROI, they also help you save time in the long run, which is the ultimate win-win, in my opinion. Anything that can help you save time and move the needle for your business is a must-have task on your plate. Having your data banked and analyzed is one of the best ways to cut down on the time it takes for you to create content for your page. When I analyze a client's data, I can easily determine what types of media we should be using the most. So, static posts, carousels, reels, what kind of information my client's audience likes to see on their feed. Are they into content that educates them or relates and connects with them or serves them up resources as solutions right now? What topics my client's audience is finding most helpful? So for example, are they finding content around IEP writing most helpful or content around behavior intervention? This helps take the guesswork out of what topics we should be covering each month. I can also make determinations on what times of day to schedule posts, what kind of CTAs I should be using in captions, and more. So truly, having your data and analyzing it cuts the content creation time down significantly. No more sitting at your desk trying to brainstorm post topics or getting lost down the Instagram rabbit hole scrolling for inspiration. You will have a clear picture of where you should go next, and that is invaluable. We know all things take time, and we can be weary of what we add to our already overflowing plates. But if you truly want to take advantage of marketing your teacher business on Instagram, there is no bigger time saver or ROI generator than collecting and analyzing your data. Sure, the initial setup for data collection will take some time, but you can cut down on the other end of the content creation process because you'll know exactly what you need to be creating to reach those big business goals. Now, don't forget, if this all still feels overwhelming or like too much, I'm here to help. I've created a whole easy-to-use course called Post and Profit specifically for teacherpreneurs like you to help make this process easier to understand and less time-consuming. If you want to know when the doors open, you can get on the waitlist right in the show notes. All right, Cold Coffee friends, thanks so much for listening. If you're loving getting schooled in socials, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, I would love it if you left a review so that other teacher authors like you can start getting schooled in socials too. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.